Hey, welcome to Big Jim's Garage. I'm Big Jim O'Brien, your host here. The Dave's there, old people in cars. Such a great week in the automotive industry. I mean, so much cool stuff going on. National Mustang Day, which we'll talk with Tom Barnes in just a second, went out to Ford's world headquarters. He's the Mustang Vehicle Engineering Manager. We'll talk a lot about the Mustang GT. I've actually been spending a week driving the 5-liter, the V8, 460 horsepower, 420 pound-foot of torque, and it just goes like shot out of a cannon. But more importantly, it's a really fun car to drive, and it's a very composed car, which I think I get into a conversation with Tom, but let's take you out to Ford World Headquarters on a very cold, very windy day in the Motor City with Tom Barnes, the Mustang Vehicle Engineering Manager. We're talking Mustangs. All right, stand here with Tom, and here we are with our Mustang Day, our National Mustang Day, 54th birthday. What do you get for 54 years?
What do you get for 54? I don't know. You get a coffee and a and it looks like some soup and chili, I guess.
Third winter here in Michigan. Tom, one of the things I've noticed this week driving a GT, and I keep coming back to it, is there was a perception that it used to be like American muscle cars. I'm doing the air quotes. Yep. Straight line. Yep. This car is so composed when you take it around turns, the way it's level. I want to get like a glass and set it on the dash just to watch the water. You guys really made a conscious effort to change that perception of the car.
Yeah, you know, and I could tell you that for a lot of years, actually, even since 2005, we started to really try to make the car be an and car, multiple ands. So, you know, be a lot of fun, make a lot of good noise, go fast, but also be able to start to turn. And when we went to 2015 and we got the independent rear suspension, that was where we went worldwide with the car. It had to be fun. So we still needed people to get in there and just go, look at this thing. It goes. But we also wanted people to say, you know what, this thing really, it can turn, it can handle. And, you know, we sell it in 146 countries. Some of those countries don't know what American Muscle is, except from the movies.
Right.
And, you know, they want the emotion, but the driving experience, they probably wanted something a little more, I don't want to use the word refined, but they don't want to have it just go in a straight line. Like,
well, the word I've been using is composed. The car is composed. Very composed.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Well, in you know, that the way technology is coming into the cars and all this stuff, it's, you got to keep a little rough edge on a car like this. It has to have some attitude. It has to have some emotional. But they really are. They're very comfortable. You could drive it across the country without a sweat. The seat's really comfortable.
Oh, it is.
The ride's comfortable. You've got all this connectedness. So, I'm back to that and thing. It's just the and is a little bit, it's a little different than it was.
Does Ford have do all the OEMs here, the manufacturers that compete against each other here in the States, they all go to Virginia every 2 weeks and race each other to get the best lap time of that one track? When did this become like the track that everybody's got to go to? Is it Richmond, right? Where are they at?
Well, I think you're talking VIR,
that's
Virginia.
It. That's it.
Well, I tell you what, really, Car and Driver goes there once a year, and they do what they call the lightning lap. So that is, and it's a big track, and it's a really fast track. So now you do get people going there and seeing how it'll do. I will tell you, just as a side note, one of the great things about my job is I get to go to a lot of different tracks, because we go to little tracks, we go to big tracks, and you just see what you do, because someone else is going to. They're going to compare you, so you got to see where you're going to be, and you know, you try to get a little better, a little better, a little better, a little better.
I think it's fantastic because, you know, you talk about like, well, I'm a sports guy. So for me, the analogy is the biggest problem Mike Tyson had was no one challenged him. The best thing that ever happened to Muhammad Ali was George Foreman and Joe Frazier. When we're all competing against each other, everyone steps their game up.
It's, you know, competition, and they say it's the, you know, the whatever, invisible hand of competition.
Yeah.
I can tell you, for a customer, it is the best thing in the world. And being an engineer, it's the best thing in the world. Because there's always someone else, and then someone comes in, you're like, wow, where'd that come from? And so your creativeness just goes skyrocketing, and you got it. You are always on your game. You got to have energy. You got to be going. So I think competition's awesome.
And you mentioned something, too, about your passion and the passion you're trying to build into a car. Generally, engineers aren't taught passion. I mean, you know what I mean? You're very a linear lifestyle. You're taught everything is Boolean algebra, and A to B to C, and you know how it works. Is it a culture at Ford? Is it a mindset that you're trying to build here, or something? Just because of the heritage of the Mustang, I would think it, on some level, puts more pressure on you.
Well, I don't know if it puts more pressure. There's always pressure, and I will. I mean, there was. I'll just tell you, when we did the model year 15 and it went around the world, there was a lot of pressure because we started realizing, wow, these people have an expectation of what this car is from watching movies.
Sure.
And it's just, they have an emotional, they know what it is, and they've never driven one, and we hope we can fill it. But I think for me, and I think on Mustang, it's always been, there's always a huge emotional tie. I mean, it's about freedom. It's about how it makes you feel. And internally, we'll say fast, fun, and affordable. We want people to feel good about it and put a smile on their face. All that stuff's emotional. So, you know, and yeah, there are a lot of engineers who work on the car, but there's a lot of people who are in other areas, you know, from marketing, you know, to finance, to design. And a lot of, some of those people maybe balance it out. And then when we come to events like this and we have these customers and we have 54 years of history, way, way over 9 million people, there's people, I said it the other day, I mean, I've met people who got engaged in this car. I've met people who got married in the car. I've met people who got conceived in the car.
Right.
You know, so I think it, you just got to go talk to people, and then you can it almost like gives you energy, and then you're all feeding off each other, and then you get that emotion, and so everyone just has to do their bit, and we can keep this thing going.
So the next car, I know we got the Bullet, which is fantastic. The one that I want is the blue and white one that Farrah Fawcett had on Charlie's Angels in the 70s for 1 year.
I'm sure you can get one right now.
Can we do a Charlie's Angels edition? I don't even know what that would entail.
I don't know, but I'm going to bring that one up.
Right.
So, you know, it's funny. Someone asked me the other day, they were like, oh, well, then I had a Mustang too, and what happened then? And I was like, hey, what happened then was we sold a lot of those things.
And it was the time. Yeah.
It was happening at the time, and we sold 300,000 to 400,000 of those things.
What?
And yeah, and that show helped it out. So you'll see them now at some of these shows. I don't know if we have one in this show here, but it's a little cold. But you know, Woodward Dream Cruise or something, you'll see them, and people who like them love them.
Right.
So
yeah.
You know, and that's the whole thing. If everyone might love one car or one time frame, like they're like, oh, I love the old 60s, or oh, I love the new car, it's so cool, or I like the convertibles, or you know, the yellow Mustang Club, or you know, there's trying to give everyone something.
And of course, as we move forward as an industry, hybrid technology, to me, all it's going to do is enhance a car like the Mustang even more.
Yeah, and we've announced we're going to do a hybrid,
right.
And we're not giving no real details on it right now, but I personally believe it is going to enhance the car for sure, because you can get good efficiency, and I think people do want to be part of a smart world and all that stuff, but you can also get a really quick car. And you know, technology is changing the way we use cars. It's also changing what a car can do. And you know, I mean, with driver assist technologies, with digital screens, with just the connectedness that you can literally do your business in your car, you know,
right.
you can do whatever you want. I think that hybrids are part of that, and I think it's a great thing.
Tom, thanks for the time. That was fun.
Thank you, Jim.
I
like the fact that you're into cars, but I also like the fact you're into technology and stuff. And then you say you're a sports guy. So.
Oh, I am. And then my last pitch for you, I'll tell everybody at Ford: get a Cosworth. Let's get an Indy car. Come on, let's do this.
Let's do this. Cosworth, Indy car, and
why
then
not?
We'll go with the. The Farrah Fawcett one, too.
So. The Farrah Fawcett one. Thanks, man.
Okay, Jim, take it easy.
There you go. Tom Barnes, Mustang Vehicle Engineering Manager, live from Ford World Headquarters, is out there for National Mustang Day. Thanks to everybody at Ford for having us out. That was a lot of fun. Taking the garage out on the road. It was funny. We were there. I didn't realize at the time. I was kind of poking at him and prodding him about Ford and racing, that they had announced that the Mustang is going to be the new flagship car for NASCAR in the Monster Energy Series next year. So, and I know Penske and those guys, Keselowski said they've been working on this for a while. But the front end, how cool is it to have Camaros racing against Mustangs? It's cool. It's going to be fun. Great car. Cannot say enough about the Mustang and the people out of Ford. Thank you so much. It is a great time in the automotive industry right now, like I said before at the beginning of this podcast. But real quick thought. We talk so much about connected cars, right? 4G LTE, technology, safety features, V2V, V2E. I mean, you can look it all up, how we connect cars together to all the technology around us to keep us safer. But there's another mindset to me about a connected car. A car that makes you passionate, a car that you enjoy driving. We got away from that for a long time, and now people could talk about horsepower and everything else, and that's true. But like when you're driving a Mustang, you are connected to the car. Your mind doesn't wander. You're not thinking about what you're going to do when you get to work. You're not thinking about that grocery list or that honey-do list. You are connected to that car. When I'm driving that Mustang GT, I feel the road. I feel the horsepower in the car, the stick shift, everything about it. That, to me, is the original connected car. It's just, it's hard to explain unless you've driven one. And, you know, not only Ford, but Chevrolet's doing it right now with the Camaros. And you look at what FCA's doing with the Chargers and the Challengers and Hellcats and Demons and 427s. And then you look at Lexus and so many car companies now. It's okay to have a car that's got some giddy up to it. That's going to get you connected to the road and maybe build a little more passion in the industry as well. My name's Jim O'Brien. I host a morning show here every morning, Monday through Friday, Big Jim's House, right here on WCSX in Detroit, Michigan. You can follow me at WCSX Jim. Of course, look for the YouTube video. We'll have a review of the Mustang GT. Going to take that out and stretch it out a little bit today as well as we're taping this. Take care of yourself. God bless you. Have a great day.